Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Welcome in our little Sunday show with one of our favorite people of all time. Celebrated a birthday, Dr. Kevin Most. Welcome back, my friend. You are always a sight for sore ears.
Dean, it's good to talk to you. And I got to tell you, this week when Ashley reached out to me and said, hey, are you available on Sunday? I was like, gosh, it's great. Dean hasn't asked me for a couple of weeks, so this is perfect. And yeah. I don't know if you know this, but about Ashley. But her grandfather, I caddied for her grandfather.
What?
For many years. I was 12 years old at Butterfield Country Club. Her grandfather, John DeMore, who played for the Chicago Bears, was bigger than big and would hit it a mile, not always straight. But I caddied for him so many times, and such a gentleman, a polite, humble, great man. He helped me get my scholarship for college. I owe a lot to John DeMore. And when Ashley said, I'm John DeMore's granddaughter, I'm like, oh, my gosh, Ashley, you can ask me to do anything.
Wow.
And I'll do it.
Wow. How about that? Yeah, Ashley is helping us produce the show while we're in the middle of producers right now. So I did ask her to reach out to you. How are you? And happy birthday, by the way. Kevin celebrated a big birthday this week as well.
Yeah, birthday on Tuesday, which was nice. I had spent some time with my mom and sister and got chocolate brownies instead of a birthday cake, which is nice.
That's nice.
It was great, and I appreciate it. And all the well wishes that you see in Facebook are just phenomenal. It just reminds you how humble you are to have as many friends as you are, as you have, and also how blessed we are that, you know, no day is guaranteed, Dean, and every day is a blessing.
Boy, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, we couldn't be happier for you. And let's just start off. It seems like there's always something new in COVID to talk about, and a new variant that is surging right now. It's in China, but it has arrived in the U.S. It's called Nimbus. What can you tell us about this? You know, should we be worried?
Yeah, you know, I hate to say the word worried, but I really think that we should be aware of it, because this strain actually happens to cause a very severe sore throat, and people will be like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm swallowing razor blades. And they spread fast. Look at how fast they spread before. They're even spreading faster now, because that's what happens when you get a variant. It finds a way to spread faster. So the risk of this one is not, you know, crazy as far as health-related issues, but certainly I would be concerned. The biggest concern right now is, does the vaccine work? Because this one right now is really good at evading the immune system. But they think that the vaccines are still going to be effective for them. So that's very promising. I wouldn't wait saying, are we going to get a new vaccine? But certainly summer colds are bad. You don't want to get COVID. So if you're over the age of 65, make sure you get that second COVID booster. You're due for it probably if you haven't gotten it already. But this one is going to cause very bad sore throats. And again, it'll spread very quickly. So stay away from anybody who has it.
Yeah, I see people walking around, you know, with masks. And, you know, you wonder, you know, we seem to be out of the woods with all of that now. But these are probably the really smart people running around with the masks right now that are protecting themselves and protecting others, especially this time of year when we're being a little more social because of the nicer weather. We're around people more, you know, probably a slightly greater risk of passing something along, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you look at now, individuals wearing masks, if they're in a crowded environment, great idea. If you're outside at a social event and you have a lot of space around you, okay, I wouldn't be overly concerned. But again, we always tell people, like you said earlier, Dean, it's more about protecting others sometimes than protecting yourself. You know, if you're going to go to a graduation party or you're going to go to a birthday party or whatever, you know, grandma or grandpa might be there, and you know, you don't want to get them sick. So certainly being aware of your surroundings, if you're riding a train at this time, if you're riding the L, if you're in a very tight place and your immune system isn't as great, I certainly would recommend wearing a mask.
Well, especially, you know, with the weather being as hot as it is, people are spending a little time outside, but then getting into the air conditioning. I'm wondering if being inside in an air-conditioned environment where the air is being recirculated via the air conditioner, et cetera, is that the healthiest thing in the world?
Well, again, depends on who's sick in the house, but you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of the air conditioning now is not taking in that fresh, hot air. It's recirculating the air that you have. So individuals who are sick and are in the closed environment, it's good to get out a little bit and get outside. But again, like you said, with the heat the way it is, that's a stressor on our lungs, on our heart, on our immune system. So you got to be careful there, and you got to make sure you keep a good balance at this point.
Somebody on our text line from the 773 area code says, if I get my booster now, do I need to do it again in the fall?
Yeah, you know, it's a question that'll be really interesting to see what they do with boosters between now and the fall. You know, with the mRNA now, they can make a vaccine fairly quickly. Is Nimbus going to force us to change? If we see that this vaccine that we have now does not protect us against Nimbus as well, we might see a change in the vaccine. There may be a recommendation. As far as if you get it, will you need it in the fall? 6 months later is probably what you're going to be. This is going to be a shot that those over the age of probably 50, 55, 60 are going to get twice a year. And again, it's going to come down to a lot of people with vaccine apathy saying, you know what, it's just a bad sore throat or whatever. I still say, one, I'd rather be healthy and I can take a little shot in the arm. Two, I don't want to spread it to someone who's immunocompromised, whether it's a cancer patient or a loved one that's older. And three, I like to feel good. I don't want to swallow razor blades for 4, 5, 6 days. You know, so it's all about, you know, your mindset as far as how you feel about infectious diseases.
Yeah, let's talk about the hot weather and what kind of precautions, safeguards people should be taking in the weather like we're going to have over the next week or so. Dr. Kevin Most is back with us this morning. 312-981-7200 is the number.
Dean Richards, Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
953, The Week in Health. And the great Dr. Kevin Most joining us this morning to answer questions, offer advice. So we're going to be, you know, in the 90s, 100 degrees today. What kind of precautions should people be taking today? How safe is it to be outside for most people, Kev?
Yeah, Dean, it's not. You know, you listen to Shawnee talk to us about McCook, Nebraska, and it's really not going to be that different here. And Shawnee could have done the health segment today, you know, him talking about watermelon and how he enjoys it. Watermelon is a great fruit as far as the fluids that you can get from it, the electrolytes, so that portion of it. But getting back to your question, it's dangerous out there. We really have to be very, very careful, especially based on your age, whether you're very young or whether you're very old. These heat indexes and these humidity levels are not good. Because if everybody understands how we cool our body down, the body sweats. And they think, oh, well, that's how we cool down. Well, we cool down by sweating, but really the water on our skin, as air blows across it, evaporates and causes us to cool down. Well, when you get the dew points, you know, up above 70 and you get the humidity, you know, 70%, 50%.
Right.
Very concerning, because now all of a sudden that doesn't evaporate anymore. So now all of a sudden our cooling system has shut down. And now we start heading towards heat exhaustion and then heat stroke, and both of those can be very dangerous.
Hydrate in this kind of weather?
100%. If you think you're going to be out for more than an hour, do not expect to stop at a Walgreens or stop at a vendor to get a water. Please make sure you have water with you. You know, every 15 minutes to 20 minutes, you should be taking 8 ounces if you're out in this heat. And I am a big proponent of alternating water with Gatorade. If you're only going to be out for a short period of time, say a half hour, okay, water's fine. But if you're going to be out for a couple of hours, go water and Gatorade, or it doesn't have to be Gatorade, it could be Powerade, but Waterade and water and a sports drink, because that's going to help replenish your electrolytes, which causes some problems like with muscle cramps if you don't replenish those. And it also gets you some carbohydrates, which is important as well. But yeah, you can't drink enough. You know, I can't tell you how many people have said, oh, you know, I was out for 4 hours and, you know, never had to go to the bathroom. Well, that's not something to be proud of. Yeah. That is saying you're forcing your body into a state of dehydration.
That's a red flag right there. Here's a great question from the 847 area code. Is it safer to swim in a non-chlorinated Lake Michigan or in a very chlorinated swimming pool?
It's interesting when you talk about safety at that point. You know, I look at safety in the water as two different things. Safety in a pool that's chlorinated, I know the bacteria counts are down. I know there's no parasites. There's no E. coli. It's a controlled environment. Swimming in the clear water or clean water of Lake Michigan, certainly it's going to be cooler because of just the volume of it. But then you do have the problems with E. coli. Think about how many times they've closed beaches because the bacteria level has gotten so high.
Exactly.
Bacteria love moisture and heat. What do we have right now? Moisture and heat. So I would say if you don't have access to a pool, being in Lake Michigan is a great way to cool down. Go in, cool down, and get out. Yep.
All right. What about protection from the sun? Highest SPFs possible in sunscreens?
No, you know, people talk about SPFs of 100 and that. It's really not necessary. What's much more important, take an SPF over 40 and make sure you reapply it, especially days like today. You know, we normally would tell people to reapply their sunblock every 2 hours. On days like today, have a little tube with you and throw it on, you know, every half hour, every 45 minutes, because you're sweating that off. Even the waterproof stuff sweats off. So please do that. And the other thing is, right now, they have a lot of really nice clothes that are SPF 50, and they're very light. So think about that, because it does two things. It protects your skin, and often they're almost always made white. They actually cool your body as well.
Yeah, they're very extremely lightweight and actually feel pretty good. It's always great to hear your voice. I'm always happy when you can be with us. Dr. Kevin Most, hopefully we'll talk soon, my friend. Thank you.